Thanks for joining us for this edition of Forward Church Online. Today's podcast was recently recorded at one of our live worship experiences. We hope you enjoy today's message. Now prepare your heart to hear a word from God today.
How many know the church is not a losing team? You know, I never wanted to be a part of anything that loses. The body of Christ doesn't lose. So I was asking the Lord, turn to someone again and just simply say, I'm headed to the potter's house. You know, Jeremiah 29:11, we've been working on that, right? It can't be effective in your life if you refuse the potter's house. So we're going to go down to the potter's house with him this morning, okay? Many, many years ago, I think it was back up in Carolina when I was working in some of the schools up there, they actually had like a department where they did a lot of things with their hands. They made things. And I remember going in one time and they were really making and shaping and molding things. Do you know that's exactly what the world is doing? Have you looked at the marketplace lately? What's going on out there? It's ridiculous. The anarchy that's going on. And I'd like for you to know this morning that, and I don't have all the research for you, okay? But you are more than welcome to check it out. There are professors at the university level that are behind a lot of the stuff that's going on. Did you know that? And then you wonder why young people and young adults are belligerent and defiant and out to question everything. Well, they're taught well in the process of education, being molded. The Bible says we're not to be conformed to this world, but we're to be transformed. And one of the biggest areas that he has to mold us is in our mindsets. Because, wow, do we get set in our ways. We get set in our ways. But I want to ask you, his way is higher than ours, yes? And eventually we're going to have to give up all of our ways because we're going to go home. And what do we know right now about home? Only from Scripture. I don't think anybody has a phone yet that has access to heaven, where you can talk with loved ones and those that have gone before you so they can tell you what it's like. But I have good news for you. Down here, we have the privilege to create things, to make things, to form things, but in his kingdom, he's the king. But then I see where the Bible says that his kingdom now dwells in us. So if his kingdom is in us, then there has to be a king that is present. And we're not that king. And he wants to invite us to go down to the potter's house today. I kind of like the temperature in here right now. I love it nice and cool, by the way. But it reminds me of the locker room. Because it was always hot. It smelled just right. And it even was better after the competition. Let's switch that now. When you go into the potter's house, it'll be just right. It may not feel right, but we are taught that we ought to live by our feelings and emotions. Aren't you glad he didn't? Because, you know, in 3.5 years of ministry, wow, he had some days, didn't he? I wonder how he felt hanging on the cross. Have you thought about that when you're having one of those days? That Jesus himself was willing to go to the potter's house so that you and I could be in his house. He laid his life down for us. So I'd like for you to follow along either with your Bibles this morning. We're going to open up again the greatest teacher, who is the Holy Spirit. And he loves to take us where we've never been. And you might be thinking, you know, I visited the potter's house shortly after I became a Christian, and I allowed him to shape me, but since then I haven't been back. I want to encourage you to take a trip down to the Potter's House today. Corrie ten Boom said many years ago, quote, "You see, a potter can only mold the clay when it lies completely in his hand. It requires complete surrender." Listen, one or two things are happening in our lives every day. We're either surrendering to the Spirit of Christ, look how clear this is going to be, or we're surrendering to the Antichrist. I was standing there worshiping, and I was thinking, more and more, Dennis, you think a lot about heaven. One or two things are going to happen. Either my time is coming to go home, or the coming of the Lord draws near. Either way, it's good. Either way, it's good. So if you refuse to go to the potter's house, you've probably haven't been to the cross, number one. And number two, if you are at the foot of the cross and you have found Christ, but you refuse to surrender, I'm not sure which house you're in. And then you've got to be real careful that you don't end up molding the lives of the next generation the way that you're molding yourself. And the spirit of self ultimately will, listen, bow to the Antichrist. Listen, man either serves Christ or Satan. That's it. That's the bottom line. There it is. So I'm trusting this morning that everyone will go, you know what? I'm headed for the potter's house. In the book of Isaiah chapter 45 and verse 9. Now let me give you some background information. Because I was doing the same thing. Lord, are we not taking a sidetrack right now? We're talking about that you have a plan for our lives. And Jeremiah 29:11 says that you're going to open this up for us. But see, God's plan can't be revealed if we refuse his touch on our lives. Let me break this down for some athletes. If you're being recruited by a university or a major university or a small college, whatever that might be, when you go to that campus, they're going to put their hands on you. Not literally, figuratively. And they're going to shape you and they're going to mold you into the type of player that you can become. It's the same thing that God does on a bigger scale. On Friday, we had a couple of the leaders from the Army base out of Gainesville to come, and they want to kind of do some things with our students, and they were talking about one of the things that they do in the military is they reshape, they refine, they remake boys into men. They change that baby mentality. Sorry, mothers. He will always be your baby, but God created him to be a man. Amen. Even Paul said, listen closely. Paul said, when I was a child, I thought as a child, I spoke as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. It's time for young men to grow up. Amen. And the best way to grow up is to make your way down to the potter's house. I want to make sure you make this connection this morning. If you refuse the potter's house, God cannot reveal his plan for your life. If you're going to have it your way, it's your plan, not God's. And man's plan does not prevail. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 9. I really hope that you will capture these scriptures and that you will absolutely make a decision, because I can't make that decision for you. By the way, all I'm doing is putting information out there. But it is biblical information, which makes it eternal. Not my statements, his word. Isaiah 45 verse 9 says, "Woe to the one who quarrels with his maker, an earth-worn vessel among the vessels of earth. Will the clay say to the potter, 'What are you doing?' Or the thing you are making, 'He has no hands'?" Have you ever, it's okay, because we have all questioned God, like, "What are you doing? What are you up to?" Well, God, in a real nice way, is saying, "Have you forgotten who you are and who I am? You're clay and I'm the potter. Why are you telling me?" Let's go into the house. Let's see. Parents are to be in charge, why are the kids telling the parents what to do? That would be on us. I mean, I know he's a lot bigger than I am and a lot stronger than I am, but he ain't as bad as I am. Ain't no way my son's going to tell me what to do in my house. No way. That's a small picture. There's no way that you're going to be in God's kingdom and you tell the king what to do. Come on, church. So if you're having one of those moments, okay, but join me and let's go down to the potter's house so that he can reshape that quarreling mentality. Stop quarreling with God this morning. God's ways are better than yours. You can't outthink God. Man, I'm just trusting the Holy Spirit that you will absolutely take this in this morning. You're either going to take this in or you're going to take in what's going on out there. In social media, you're going to take on what's in the news. Incredible. Please take in God's word. Isaiah 64, verse 8. But now, O Lord, you are our Father. We're the clay and you're the potter. All of us are the work of your hand. Let me mention right here the importance of not putting yourself down. You were made in God's image, every one of you. There's no need to, you know, to snort and to kick up the dirt. I grew up in an area similar somewhat like this. It was somewhat agricultural, and there were a lot of cattle where we grew up. And they always had to keep the bull separated from the herd. And these were big bulls. Like, I've still been looking around. I haven't seen any quite as big. That's a Buckeye thing. I'm sorry. But no, seriously, these bulls were huge. How big? Would you like for me to tell you? Some things almost touched the ground. Uh-oh, I just offended somebody. But you were looking to be offended. Huh. Have you ever noticed that the spirit of offense always gets what it's looking for? So if you're easily offended, that's not the way God wants you to be. I want you to see something here with me, please. God, I don't like the way you made me. God, I don't match up with everybody else. And when I get around other people, Lord, this and this and this and that, and I look around and people are like bulls and they're competitive. I'm not talking about sports. I'm talking about how the self-life wants to rule and dominate. When I see that kind of stuff, I know they've not been to the potter's house. And it's been a long time since the potter had his hands on the clay. I hope I'm drawing some pictures for you. Matthew chapter 20, verse 15 says, ooh, now we're in the new covenant. Do I not have the right to do as I please with what is mine? Or are you envious because I'm generous? God has a right to do with me whatever he wants. Have you made that statement? How long has it been since you said to the Lord, wherever you lead me, wherever you guide me, I'm with you all the way. I'm all in. You know, those kind of athletes are tough to beat. And I'm also speaking spiritually, because Paul refers to us not only as soldiers, but as athletes. And as athletes, you're tough to beat if you know how to head to the potter's house. So before the world touches you, let him touch you. And by the way, tomorrow will be Monday, and the world will try to touch you. The world will try to frame and mold you. Listen, even reports from the doctor can interfere with the life of the Spirit in you. I respect and I honor what they're saying, but please understand, all that they're doing is practicing medicine. But Jesus Christ is the great physician, and he is still the healer. And he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Listen, he didn't only buy your salvation, he brought into this world divine health. If you're strong enough to believe you're going to heaven, you can also be strong enough to declare healing over your body. Because if you were to come to me after service and say, where are you going when you're done? I'm going to heaven. Well, if I can declare that and I haven't been there yet, I can declare his word over my body. How long has it been since you spoke to yourself and said, according to my days, so shall my strength be. And the joy of the Lord is my strength. So if you have no strength, check your joy tank. Romans chapter 9, verse 21, does not the potter have the right to make from the same lump of clay one vessel for special occasions and another for common use? God, I don't like that. God, look, I'm in the potter's house and you're working on me and you're working on her, or you're working on them and you're working on me. Why can't you make me like them? Because his plan is different for you than it is for them. You don't have to have a copycat mentality. And I hope this ministry will continue to launch forward and never try to be like whatever the leader is or whoever that leader is that God brings to this house. God doesn't want any copycats in the kingdom. There's only one Yogi Berra. There's only one Woody Hayes. There's only one Vince Lombardi. There's only one Abraham Lincoln. You can dress like them, but you can't be them. Be you. And the best you can be is in the potter's house. And the Spirit of the Lord is here. That's two verses now, back to back, where God is asking us about our rite of passage. Jesus Christ laid down the rite of passage in the garden. I remember many, many years ago, someone, and Robin will remember, an individual came up to me here in this county and asked me if I had been to the Garden of Gethsemane. And at that moment, I wasn't real pleased with that statement. The Garden of Gethsemane is a passage of death to self. It's laying down your will for his will. Isn't that the challenge in the home? Right? You're the lead. Come on, church. You're the leaders. God's put you in charge. But boy, do those children like to use their will on you. But the Garden of Gethsemane is a place where we lay down our will and we invite his will to supersede. This is not shallow ministry this morning, and it's not cheap because it costs Jesus everything. Jeremiah chapter 18, now we go back to the old covenant, verses 5 and 6. Then the word of the Lord came to me saying, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand. Parents, the safest place for your children or grandchildren is in the hands of the potter. Put them there. God will bring them through. Put your children there. I want to go back to that verse again that I read during our offering. Let me read it to you. It is found in Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 27. It will not be on the screen. Listen closely. The eternal God is your refuge. Eternal God? Wow. And underneath are the everlasting arms. He will thrust out the enemy from before you. So if you'll go into the potter's house while you're in, he's taking that out. Whatever that is. Wow. Let me pause and pray for a moment. Father, may this word today not fall on deaf ears. May we receive the word of the Lord. And Father, I want to run the rest of my race always, always visiting the potter's house and allowing you to reshape me, remold me, cause me to rethink. And Father, I thank you, though it's not always pleasant and sometimes dirty, I enjoy the potter's house. And if God's people believe it, say amen. So I'm going to give you some steps now as you make your way to the potter's house. And by the way, when you go to the potter's house, I have no business saying anything to you as you're in the potter's house. That's you and the potter. And by the way, the potter is Jesus. So I'm going to ask you a question this morning, and we're going to take these steps into the potter's house. Will you give your life to the potter's hand? Will you give your life to the potter's hand? And everything that pertains to you, all of your dreams, all of your ambitions, everything, will you just place it into the hands? See, it just doesn't make sense to me. I'm going to use an old word. It's corny to me. Make sure you understood what I said. Corny. make sure you heard, corny. Thank you. That people would trust their eternal well-being into his hands, but won't trust him with tomorrow. That don't make sense. Doesn't make sense. So the first thing, I want you to know he's already in the potter's house. And he's waiting on you, and he's going to call you in. It may be today, it may be tomorrow, but I'm wondering, will you answer when he calls? John 10:3 says, to him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. Oh. No one else will meet you in the potter's house but the potter, and the potter is Jesus Christ. He will, with the help of the Holy Spirit, begin to reshape you, remold you. It won't always feel good, but you'll know when you come out, you're going to be faithful under the potter. And more than that, only he can call you in. I'm only bringing the message. He's the one that calls you in. I'm not going to walk up to anyone and say, man, you need to get in the potter's house. No, he's the doorkeeper. I'm just like you. I'm in the fold. Wow, that's amazing. He calls us clay, and then he calls us sheep. Where did we get such haughtiness and arrogance in the body of Christ? You ought to really look out. Really get a panoramic view of what's going on in the church today. I don't mean forward, the body of Christ. I've looked at two scriptures with you this morning, and one speaks clearly that we're clay, and the other one says that we're sheep. That'll build your ego. It's one of the first things that God changes in the potter's house. Question. The Holy Spirit calls us into his presence. Will we respond? Will you respond? Well, as he begins to call you, we're all skittish, including me. So he's going to call me, but I also need to know that he's going to guide me because I don't know where he wants me when I get in there. Look at the word of God, please. Proverbs 16:9. The heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps. If you were to ask me, Pastor, which one do you want? Well, I'll tell you what I want. I want the Lord to establish my steps. I'm not interested in trying to develop a plan. So you need to start listening a little bit closer to people who want to talk to you about plans, whose steps aren't even being ordered by the Lord, unless you like to be misguided. Man, the Holy Spirit is here. Oh. If you're going to talk to me, let me watch you. If you're going to talk to me about plans and this and that, let me watch your steps, because I need to see those steps to see which way they're going. And if they're not headed towards the potter's house and they don't turn back to the cross, we're not stepping together. You can step, but I can't step. Come on, church. Question, the Holy Spirit will guide you. Are you willing to be guided? It was kind of cool. I've been telling the kids at school that I've got an incredible camera, and it's in my mind. And so I take pictures, and I can play them back whenever I want. I'm talking about guiding right now. So Friday night, as we were wrapping up the game and we just kind of quietly walked out, which is a good thing to do, I'm just kind of scanning some things and looking around and taking some snapshots. Don't even need my phone. I just got a mind that goes, click, click. And it was fun, in this regards, it was fun watching certain boys as they were trying to guide what was going to take place the rest of the evening. I'm sorry. Let me talk to the choir. Do y'all not live in the real world? It was fun to watch. It reminded me of what I used to do 200 years ago, way back there. Boys were setting the tone of what was going to happen as they left Bell. Where are you, Pat? I'm talking about guiding. Do not allow anyone to misguide you. If they're not directing you to the potter's, if they're not directing you to the cross, if they're not directing you into the local church, you might want to see who the guide is. Well, Pastor, you made it back, but you don't know what I went through to get to where I am today. And I don't want you to have to take some of the routes I've had to take. nor the years I've had to spend in the potter's house. And there have been times, this is for someone here in the house, there's been times when I went in, I heard the door lock behind me. I knew I was going to be there a while. Somebody came up to me the other day and they were going, how long is Duke going to be in lockdown? 30 days. Oh, don't you love Duke? Glad you're back, Duke, but there is a consequence. Since you're the same as we are, and there's a lot of people that believe that kind of stuff, that a dog is like a human being, kid me not. But anyway, my name's not Noah. Sorry, Dookie. I love you, boy, but you're in there for 30 days. What are you talking about, Duke, this morning? Welcome home, Duke. Welcome home, Dennis. But you know what? You've been kind of misguided. Come on in, son. Click. What was that? Oh, the doorkeeper just locked the gate. You're going to be in here in a little while. We got some work to do. Well, the Spirit of the Lord is here. And there's no escaping. You can walk out and lie and go, man, that's irrelevant. Didn't make any sense. You know the devil's a liar. I said the devil is a liar. I didn't call you one. Let's go on now to the next one. So far, here's what we've covered. It's not going to be long. God is calling us when he wants us. He's calling. You'll recognize his voice because you're one of his. When he calls you, go on in to the potter's house. And it will be the Holy Spirit that will guide you. You don't need a pastor and you don't need others in the body of Christ to go, you need to go to the potter's house. I've been praying for you. Pray for yourself. He will guide that person into the... It's his kingdom, not ours. See, that bothers a lot of Christians. Because they do like to play the role of the Holy Spirit in other people. That is not your role, and that's not my role. God will call you. The Holy Spirit will guide you in. He will show you which one you need to be up on. Okay, so he can begin to reshape and remold and renew and refill. You don't need to go over there. You don't need to go over there. Don't try to go in the back and sit in the back. Though we do that in church. I want you right up here, Dennis. And go ahead and have a seat right here. We got a lot of work to do. Don't be looking around the room, Peter. Remember, Peter used to do that. Don't look around to see who else is in here. Don't worry about what I'm doing in their lives. Just think about what I'm going to be doing with you. Oh, and by the way, there'll be no phones in here. You won't be able to put anything on Facebook. Woo! It's hot in here, and it has nothing to do with the air conditioning unit. We're real close. Psalm 32, verse 8. Not only does he, listen, if he can call you and guide you, then you're able to be taught. Then he can teach you. Psalm 32, verse 8, please. I will instruct you and teach you in the way which you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you. So let me do something. Maybe you want to be doing the same thing while I'm doing this here. Father, I thank you in Jesus' name that Bradley, Amy, Caitlin, Taryn, Ansley, Grace, Brittany, and Joshua, they will be instructed, they will be taught, they will be counseled, and it will be by your eye, not my eye. See how you take God's word and apply that? Now watch this. In a covenant relationship, I'm hoping somebody's going to be willing to do the same thing. Father, I thank you that you're instructing Robin and I, but this is how most Christians pray. Oh, God, I bring Robin to you right now. She needs your instruction. That's how we pray, don't we? Lord, she's not been a good student the last 2 weeks. She needs you to teach her, Lord. It's amazing how we can see in other people's lives, but we never realize the plank in our own. Somebody like Jesus talked about that. And God, she's not been listening to me and won't receive any counsel. So God, take her to the potter's house. Get her, God. Sick her. And Lord, while you have your eye on me, please turn and just look at her. Oh, Lord, look upon my wife. Or we can reverse that role. See, that's that arrogant, haughty attitude. No, what it should be, Father, I thank you for the covenant that you've given to Robin and I. I thank you that we will always be instructed by you. You will always teach us. Thank you that you will always counsel us. And your eye is always upon us. Even when we can't see each other, you see us. May we be true to what we said in Franklin, North Carolina. See how that works? But most Christians don't like that kind of heat.
Well, she's not giving me what I want, and he's not doing what I want, so I'm just going to go get me another one.
Well, bless God, let me tell you something. You're going to do the same thing in the next one. Because you're not willing to go down to the potter's house. Oh, good preaching this morning, Pastor. Encourage yourself in the Lord. I heard Dr. Paul Walker at Mount Perrin Church of God many years ago when it got real quiet in that huge, huge church. That's how hungry I used to be, church. Listen closely, and I'll show you how far we've drifted. I would preach at the Alliance Franklin, North Carolina on Sunday mornings and then drive from North Carolina down to Atlanta on Sunday night so I could hear the man of God preach. That's how hungry I was to hear the Word of God. By somebody that was relevant and current and was bringing forth the bread of life. But sometimes in that massive auditorium, it was real quiet. So Dr. Walker would go, good preaching, brother. Good preaching, pastor. He was encouraging himself in the Lord. And so I thank God for Dr. Paul Walker. And because of his leadership, I now know a little bit about God leading my life. Not much, but a little. Let's go real quick here. What we've done so far is this. God's calling you. God's guiding you. God is now ready to teach you. And then out of teaching comes his leadership. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll be here to help you. But the greatest leader you need is Jesus Christ. That's who you need. Be in touch with the Holy Spirit. Talk to him often. Speak to him currently. Be on pace with the Holy Spirit. 2 Corinthians 2:14 says, but thanks be to God who in Christ always, always leads us in triumph and through us spreads the fragrance of the knowledge of him everywhere. You don't want to come up here on the stage right now. The fragrance isn't all that good. Oh, darn, I'm sorry. Meaning it could be a little hot and sweaty up here. You may not want to smell. Oh, unless you love the locker room like I do. Oh, I love the locker room. I love the locker room when everybody's getting ready to go and we're hot and sweaty and That's what you're looking for. I was standing on the fence line Friday night. My wife was standing beside me, and I don't know why Max Long did this, but somehow he found a picture and sent it to us this morning, and I was messing with Max, and we're standing there, and I just whispered over to my wife. I said, we're not playing with a whole lot of fire right now. There's not a lot of passion out there. But that's not just a picture. See, you think, man, he just constantly uses athletics. Man, athletics is all the way through Scripture, if you'll look. I'm talking about sometimes we come into the house of the Lord and there's no passion. I mean, so what if it's a little warm in here? How would you like to be on the cross about right now? You've got about 3 more hours hanging there. Okay, and you're naked, and you're bleeding, and they're mocking. Is this okay? Not too bad.
Man, it's so hot today. Oh, gosh. Oh, I could only stand church today.
Take a walk. Head there, see if he'll call. Might be necessary to go down to the potter's house. One church. Bring us to the finish line, Holy Spirit. Oh, by the way, when God begins to lead you, it's always in victory. But thanks be to God who in Christ always leads us in triumphal procession. You're victorious right now. You are victorious right now because of the cross. Don't let the things of this world, don't let the responsibilities overweigh you. Man, rise to the occasion and feel the love and the joy and the strength of the Holy Spirit within you. Yes. So the Lord nudged me around 3:30 this morning. No, he really did. On the inside, he nudged me.
Oh, that was your wife.
No, she was sound asleep. I think she may have been snoring. I don't know. I just kind of touched her, and I couldn't go back to sleep. And I felt that nudge, and it was like, spend time with me. So at 4 o'clock this morning, I'm up in the presence of the Lord, alone, away from everything, away from all the ridiculous things in this world. And I'm in the presence of the Lord. And he invited me once again. Come on down, Duke. I got a little work to do. My name ain't Duke. What you calling me Duke for? Come on down, son. I'm calling you. I want to take you on in. There's some more. I see some areas that need to be kind of touched up. I need some things that need to be changed in your life. Come on, church. Put it on TV, and man, we'll go everywhere we can to get what the world says to get. And I stand in your presence this morning and say the potter's house is open. It's like, huh? Potter's house? What's that? Here we go. Last one. Then God says, I hope you capture this. Then God says, out of my leadership, I'll walk beside you. Listen closely. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 16. For we are the temple of the living God. Just as God said, I will dwell in them, walk among them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Now let's go backwards. God says, if you'll come with me to the potter's house, I'll walk beside you. God says, if you'll come to the potter's house, I'll lead you. God says, I will teach you if you'll join me in the potter's house. God says, I'll guide you if you'll come to the potter's house. God says, if you will call and respond to my, excuse me, let me get that right. When I call, if you will respond to me, I'll bring you into the potter's house. Now listen real close. Let's reverse it. Are you with me? Listen. God first calls, then he guides, then he teaches, then he leads, and then he walks. And here's what we do. Just like kids on the new Edgenuity program and all the computer and all the technology, if they can cut corners, they're going to cut corners in a heartbeat. So do we. I remember an NBA basketball player said, I just want to show up for the games. I don't want to practice. Transfer. I'll come to church. But I'm not going to the potter's house. God can't walk beside me if I won't join him in the potter's house. God can't lead me if I won't go into the potter's house. God can't teach me if I won't go to the potter's house. God can't guide me or my family or what he has me doing unless I'm willing to go to the potter's house. And God can't call me when I refuse to listen. Let's bow in prayer.
Thanks for tuning in to this edition of Forward Church Online. At Forward, we believe that God speaks to each one of us individually, directing our lives and giving us focus. It is our desire that you would experience Christ and pursue his purpose for your life. One of the easiest ways to draw close to God is by connecting with the local church. Get started today by visiting myforwardchurch.org to find out all the ways that you can give, serve, and grow.